On a Beaver Fever Friday, I'm Brian Schultz. BSU football team has homecoming this weekend. It will host the University of Minnesota Crookston Golden Eagles. Defensive lineman Dan Keebler with us. How frustrating was last Saturday in Sioux Falls? Defense played great, held a very prolific offense pretty much in check for the whole day, and you still end up losing.
You know, it's obviously very frustrating. You know, you can point many reasons as to why we lost, but ultimately we just need to do better and see ultimately what we can do better as individuals and how we can improve on ourselves more than just pointing fingers at everybody else.
They looked completely disorganized at times offensively. What did you guys do that kind of surprised them or that was so effective against them?
We gave them tons of checks. We would wait for their formation, and we'd wait for them to come out, and then we would check right to it. Different fronts all day really was what the key was.
You guys feel that as a defense, you are still making progress by leaps and bounds, by little baby steps each week? What is it?
Definitely leaps and bounds. Coming from the first week to this week, we definitely made a huge bound so far every week, especially after the Mankato game. It's just been a huge jump from then on there.
Minnesota Crookston snapped a 39-game conference losing skid last weekend. Put up a ton of yards on the ground. That's what they're known for, is good running backs. How do you stop them?
Tell you what, we're going to come and play hard. We always do, especially at the front seven. As far as what we're going to do for a scheme, I don't know yet. Still have to discuss with my coaches, but we're definitely going to get in there and play some hard football.
Is it easier knowing a team is going to run as opposed to going to pass, or doesn't that make much of a difference?
Doesn't make much of a difference. We're just going to go in there, play smash mouth football like we always do.
Homecoming is fun here, isn't it?
Definitely.
What's it like running down to the lake, game's over, last few minutes of the game, you know you're that a win is imminent? What's it like there on the sideline?
Oh, it's very fun, very energetic. Everybody's running down the lake, and then as soon as the game's over, we take our pads off, hop right in. Huge celebration with the president getting in there sometimes. So we're really looking forward to this week, to tell you the truth.
How long did it take you to realize that taking off as much pads as you can is a good thing?
Well, I don't know if that's necessarily a good thing, but, you know, really what this week's about is having fun and really celebrating with our team and coming together as a unit. We really need to focus on that this week, and really we're just going to, at the end of the week, it's going to be a good week, and we're going to come play smash mouth football like I've been saying.
When you're on a losing skid, is homecoming a good distraction, so to speak?
No, I don't believe so. We try to distance ourselves from all the other distractions. We really try and focus on what we can do better as a team.
Good luck this weekend.
Thank you.
For more information on the Beaver football team, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. More of Midday Live is coming up on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.